Welcome to On the Real with Peggy Hubbard. Now, here's Peggy.
Hey, we'll come back to you. Hey, we'll come back to you.
Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon to you on the East Coast. Good late early morning in the Midwest states. And happy morning on the West Coast and all around the world. Welcome, welcome. Come on in. We got a lot of things to cover. This is Peggy Hubbard on The Real on a, gosh, it is already the 23rd of May. Already.
Ain't that something?
It's almost over.
Time flies.
Yeah, almost over. And I want to give a shout out to my sister, May. People have been asking me about May and how she's doing. Her spirits are good. She still has a long road to go right now. She is happily to announce she is in remission. However, she has other complications that we're working on right now. One of them is her brittle bones because of the chemo and all. She has brittle bones. So if she falls, she can break something.
Yeah.
So she has to be careful with that. I had to go down to Missouri Department of Human Services, and we had to come to Jesus talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was pretty much, I told you the story, I was pretty much outraged when I walked in there and I saw all these individuals undocumented.
Illegals?
Yes, and they were getting preference. And, you know, this is what happens in this country. And now we're finding out that in Illinois, they're going to be giving Medicaid to undocumented seniors for free, where we had to pay for it out of our paychecks.
I'll be darned.
They're going to get it for free. So Mary is struggling. May is, her name is Mary, but we call her May. May is, she's struggling right now with rent. I'm trying to get her Section 8. That's a big hill to get up to, you know, climb over. You would think that, you know, she has cancer. She's fighting for her life. Mm-hmm. Even though she's in remission, she can't work anymore because she has to take these treatments. She has nausea, vomiting, the whole nine yards. Sometimes she doesn't even have the strength to get up, because she hurts so bad sometimes because of the brittle bones and the muscular problem that she has too.
Yeah.
So, and her hands don't work very well. So it's an uphill battle. May is doing great. Her spirits are great. I keep coming around making her laugh. Mostly, you know.
Well, that's good.
Just look at me. You just laugh.
I know. Laughter is the best medicine.
And I make her laugh.
I just made that up.
It is the best medicine. And she laughs a lot, especially at you, Dan.
Oh, good.
She loves you. Oh, she just loves her Dan.
Oh, good.
She loves Dan.
Hi, May.
So May is doing pretty good, but I am fighting with Missouri Human Resource Services to get her Medicaid. That's a struggle. Get her Section 8. That's a struggle. And she got kicked off of Medicaid, and she could not buy her cancer medicine.
Yeah, that is so ridiculous.
They kicked her off. And so I had to go down there and have a come-to-Jesus talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them, you know, my sister has paid taxes all her life. I have, too. And for American citizens to have to, they make it seem so indignant,
mm-hmm,
that you're asking for help. And I can understand there are people out there, Dan, that abuse the welfare and the social services. They abuse it. I know. I've seen it. I got people in my family. We all have those folks in our family that abuse the system.
Yeah.
You know? But this is a woman that has worked since she was 15. This is a woman that has worked all her life, paid her taxes, filed her taxes. And now when it's time for her to need, that she needs this assistance, they make you feel so indignant, like you are beneath them. And how dare you come in here and ask for help?
Yeah.
That's how they make you feel.
Oh, I know. It's undoubtedly, it's horrible.
Yeah.
What did she do for work before
all of this? She worked at Barnes Hospital. She worked at St. Mary's Hospital. She was like a supervisor. Running over, I believe she was over several floors of housekeeping, and she worked her way up to supervisory position.
Wow.
So she's like her sister.
Mm-hmm.
She got in there, and she got to work hard, and she got recognized for it, and she got promoted and stuff. And this was just a blow. And she found out she had cancer last February, not this past, but last. And Mary and I were not on speaking terms. We had a falling out. It took her getting cancer for us to mend our fences.
Oh, so she found out in 2022?
Okay. February 2022, a week before my birthday.
Oh.
And she called me, and I haven't heard from my sister in almost 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a falling out. And you know what? That's so trivial of the fallout that it took her having cancer and reaching out to her sister saying, I need you.
Mm-hmm.
And without a doubt, without hesitation, I went. And it brought us back together.
Yeah.
And I had a dream about my mom a week prior telling me, you need to talk to your sister.
Oh, wow.
And then a week later, I get that call from Mary at the hospital saying, you need to call me. And she told me she had leukemia.
Mm.
And it took that to bring me and her back. And we were always close growing up.
See, I believe that stuff. When you said you had a dream about your mom,
yeah.
Or your mom said you need to talk to your sister.
Sister. Mm-hmm.
I truly believe that that's our loved ones giving us messages.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And you have a bird that shows up.
A butterfly.
A cardinal or some sort of bird that shows up.
My mom was a thing for mm-hmm. butterflies.
Yeah.
And this beautiful butterfly, for some reason, it's February and I saw a butterfly. It was February. And I saw a butterfly, and it was a warm day,
mm-hmm.
February, and it was a butterfly. I'm going, my mom has a thing for butterflies. And then I turned on the TV, and it was a commercial, butterflies.
Oh, wow.
I was like, come on, Mom, stop it. I got the hint, Mom.
I get it.
Yeah. And I'm like, what is a butterfly coming out in February?
Yeah.
This was weird. But my mom told me, you need to talk to your sister. Mary and I have always been close. When mm-hmm. she was growing up, I would comb her hair. I would dress her. My mom told, she charged me to take care of my little sister. And I did. She followed me everywhere. And I looked after her. And we had this falling out, and I don't even know what it was about. But it took an illness to bring us back together. And when we sat down and talked about it, Dan, we laughed because it was stupid.
Yeah.
It was dumb.
Generally is.
Yeah.
And I mean, there are some family members that have a legitimate beef and a legitimate fight. And then
yeah.
that's pretty much the end of it.
Yeah.
And that's legitimate. But most of the time, it's pretty trivial.
Well, her birthday is coming up on the 27th. I'm taking her out to dinner.
She's going to be 39?
She wish.
Oh.
She wish. I'm taking her out to dinner, and I'm going to bestow on her a couple of gifts, and I'm going to try to make her birthday special.
Oh, good.
She deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
She's been through a lot. So, May, we love you here at the station. Everybody here loves you, especially Dan.
Oh, yeah, May.
Are you
kidding me?
Yeah. So, and Charlie loves you, too. So I will be seeing you very, very soon and sending a lot of love out to my sister,
mm-hmm.
May. Yeah. I love that kid. She's a good kid. She really is.
Oh, you're calling her a kid.
She is. I'm older than she is. She looks like our mother. She really does. She looks like our mom.
Ah.
She really does. Folks, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back right back. We got some things to talk about, and I hope you are having a fabulous Taco Tuesday. We'll be right back.
everyone knows that alpacas are cute and cuddly animals, but did you know they also make luxurious and durable alpaca socks? That is exactly what we have been doing at Norlander Sock Company since 1986. Truly a treat for your feet. Norlander alpaca socks are not your typical sock. They are temperature regulated, so they keep your feet warm in the winter and cool in the summer. That means comfort all year round. Visit NorlanderSocks.com and see for yourself what everyone is talking about.
Save time and money while feeding your family delicious and healthy meals from Pure Plates. They prepare healthy meals using the highest quality, like clean meats, wild-caught fish, and grass-fed beef, as well as mostly organic produce. No sugar added, no preservatives, and 100% gluten-free. It's easy to lose weight when utilizing Pure Plates meals and meal programs and nutrition coach. Pick up in-store or order online and even have Pure Plates delivered to your home or business. Visit PurePlatesSTL.com and get one-time 10% off code.
Do you find yourselves wondering what is going on in this world and what we can do about it? If so, I want to invite you to tune into the next episode of Unfiltered here on Real Talk FM or with the mobile app. Unfiltered covers a variety of current events, biblical knowledge and honesty, some common sense on what we as Americans and Christians can and should do about the world we live in. Tune in to our next episode at 8 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays, or we'd love to see you step in for breakfast or lunch at our Roots Cafe, or you can even join us for a weekend experience and let us know that you're a Real Talk fan. We hope to see you soon.
Show that you're a Real Talk Radio Network freedom fighter with Real Talk merchandise, polos, t-shirts, v-necks, biker shirts, tumblers, koozies and coffee mugs, and stuff for veterans. All available at realtalkradionetwork.com. Support the voice of freedom and wear it proud. Real Talk Radio Network freedom fighter merchandise at realtalkradionetwork.com. That's realtalkradionetwork.com.
The Patriot Enclave with Brian Nieves and crew is growing more and more every day.
I'm a first-time caller.
You can become a coveted director.
As a first-time caller, you are a welcome addition to the Patriot Enclave. The next time you call number two, you are going to become a director of the Patriot Enclave.
With all the fanfare.
All the appropriate fanfare.
The Patriot Enclave, weekdays from 2 until 4 on the Real Talk Radio Network. Meet Don from Union, Missouri.
Hi, this is Don from Union, Missouri.
Don loves his freedom and loves Real Talk Radio.
I think it's the true conservative station that we have here in St. Louis. I appreciate everything you're doing. Keep doing it, please. We need you.
Be like Don and support Real Talk Radio. Tell everyone you know about us. Share on social media. Most of all, support our sponsors and tell them you're there because you heard about them on Real Talk Radio.
Appreciate and I love what you're doing. I stand behind you.
The truth is here.
A very important voice, and we appreciate it. We need it.
The Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining me today. This is Peggy Hubbard on The Real, 93.3 FM, the voice of freedom, voice of common sense, no rhino radio here. We don't stand for that kind of thing. Now, Dan just played a motorcycle song, and that is a great song. And this morning, while I was driving in, I was listening to the show, but something caught my eye. Yesterday on Fox 2 News, there was a story about the riders that are riding across the country for Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see the police escort from St. Louis County, St. Louis City, Missouri Highway Patrol coming down the highway in formation in a V. Information. It was so neat to see.
That's cool.
Oh, it was so neat. Yeah. And right behind them were almost 500 motorcycles making their way down 64. And as a biker and as a veteran, it's run to the wall.
Yeah.
And as a biker and a veteran, it made me proud. I mean, I was just blowing my horn. I was so proud and so moved that all these people come together, all walks of life. You have blue collar, white collar, you have retired people, you have business owners, you have pastors. They have a priest in there too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're riding from California across the country, and it starts off in California, and they ride across the country, and they build up momentum and build up momentum, and they ride all the way across, and they go to Washington, D.C., to the wall. And the last couple of years, Joe Biden would not allow for them to use the Washington Mall.
Really?
No, he outlawed it. He said no. Oh. They didn't want bikers. So they had to move their ride to someplace else. They used to use the Pentagon parking lot.
Yeah.
They had this whole section and vendors and food trucks and everything. And it was great.
Yeah.
Well, Trump, for the last 4 years, not only did he allow this, but he made it his mission to go out and thank those writers.
Mm-hmm.
He went out and talked to those writers. And Pence, at that time, everybody, we love Pence, he also rides a Harley. People don't know, Trump owns 4 Harleys. He rides.
Wow.
He rides, he does. He owns motorcycles. But they did not allow them to use the Pentagon's East Wing parking lot anymore because it's right there off the highway and easy to get to. And Biden said, you can't use it anymore. So they had to move it.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Of course it's Biden.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bad elements, you know. Yeah. So he had them move it from the Pentagon, so they had to scramble and find something else. But folks, let me tell you, to see these men and women, and a lot of them are veterans. One guy is riding right now who was just diagnosed with cancer. And he doesn't have very much time, he said. And he wanted to do this in honor of not only he's a veteran, but he has family members. And I think one of his children is now a veteran and served. So it's something. And there was a widow, her husband died, and she's riding in her husband's stead to honor him.
Good.
So there's so many stories about the run to the wall that people, it's not about color. There's nothing about pronouns. There's nothing about LGBT alphabet soup. It's none of that. It's all about Americans coming together and honoring the men and women that laid down their lives and died for us, for our freedom. That's what it's about. That's what Memorial Day is about. And people forget that. They just think it's barbecue and the swimming pool is open. No. It's about patriotism. It's about honor. It's about honoring the sacrifices that were made for this country. And people forget that.
Yes. And this is the Statler Brothers. Statler Brothers, one of my favorite songs. And we'll play this on Friday and stuff, too. But I wanted to do this in honor. I'll play a little bit of this song just in honor of those guys going to the wall. And for the Vietnam vets that were spit on when they came back.
So disrespected.
Yeah, yeah, but this is a tremendous song.
As she walked up to the wall, in her hand she held some flowers. As her tears began to fall, she took out pen and paper as to trace her memories. She looked up to heaven. The words she said were these. She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him just one more time, you see, all I have are the memories and the moments to recall. So Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall?
So there you go, the Statler Brothers.
Yeah.
More than a name on the wall.
More than a name on the wall. Mm-hmm. And that is so fitting to see that many motorcycles Well, I see it when I go to Sturgis every year. Yeah. I see that many. But this is special. This is heartfelt. This is the men and women, and a lot of them that are in this brigade, that are in this ride, are veterans mm-hmm. like myself. And it Memorial Day means a lot to us because we remember those that sacrificed. Some soldiers gave some, but others gave it their all, and they're laid to rest. And that's what I try to get across to people when I fought for that monument in Forest Park. These were still Americans. They might have fought on the side of the South, but they were still Americans. We need to teach that to our children, mm-hmm. not this sideways CRT BS. We need to tell the story, because a lot of those people that fought on the side of the South were black, and they were forced to fight in their owner's stead. And so we're supposed to forget about them too. We're not supposed to honor them because they fought on the side of the South. They didn't have a choice. A lot of them didn't. It was either you're going to fight or we're going to execute you. And we're going to sell your family. So they didn't have a choice. We still need to honor those individuals. We don't teach real history. We teach BS. We teach sexualization. We teach pronouns. Mm-hmm. Don't get me started on pronouns. So folks, raise that flag on Memorial Day. And pay homage to the men and women that died. And remember them and their sacrifice. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back with more. This is Peggy Hubbard with her wingman, Dan the Man. We'll be right back.
Lord, this time I know he's not coming home.
For residential and commercial trash, recycling, and yard waste services, it's Grace Hauling. Grace Hauling can get it done. They're family-owned and been in business since 1998. And most of all, they strive to honor our Lord and Savior. They'll give you the best service possible and competitive pricing. And their on-the-go hauling roll-off division has containers from 10 to 40 yards. GraceHauling.com or call 636-398-8060 or on the go at 636-828-5929.
Hey, what is it that holds you back and has continued to hold you back for some time? This is Brian from the Patriot Enclave. I just want to let you know that I do limited schedule breakthrough coaching with select clients, and I believe you might be a great candidate for what we might be able to do together. Reach out to me at my Real Talk email address, brian@realtalk933.com. Remember, Brian is spelled with an I, B-R-I-A-N, brian@realtalk933.com.
The Rick and Tracy Ellis team and eXp Realty wants to put you in the home of your dreams. A house is what you rent. A home is where you'll nail your family sign, where you bring your first baby, where you enjoy hot chocolate on a snowy morning, or have to set the card table up for the first family Thanksgiving, where all the neighborhood kids come to play on the slip and slide. Contact the Rick and Tracy Ellis team and eXp Realty today at 636-299-3702. 636-299-3702.
Looking for a private luxury estate? We have a beautiful custom-built all-brick ranch over 3,100 square feet on the main level with a 7-car garage in Warrenton on over 32 wooded acres. There's a 3-car heated and cooled garage with a huge bonus room above, along with a 40x45 garage with soaring ceilings, perfect for an RV or workshop. Call the Rick and Tracy Ellis team at eXp Realty at 636-299-3702. That's 636-299-3702.
Bridie on Radio and BridieOnRadio.com.
This is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us, and this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panicked. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're going to be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones, is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites. you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks.
The U.S. prepares to bolster troops in Eastern Europe, and tensions build with Russia.
Secretary Austin has placed a range of units in the United States on a heightened preparedness to deploy, which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF, or if other situations develop.
We have been consulting with allies in deployments and refining plans for all scenarios. We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank.
Stay up to date on Brighty On Radio.
Treasure Island coins and precious metals. Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com says 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal well-being during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. A precious metals IRA allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Your metals are held in the form of real coins and bars in an actual depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrighteonMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island coins and precious metals. We're here to help. Visit BrighteonMetals.com today.
Take a stand against biased talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Brighty On Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrightyOnStore.com.
Brighty On Radio and BrightyOnRadio.com.
Eat certain things, you can't digest it, you know, and it sometimes it doesn't agree with you. You know, I used to have a cast iron stomach, not so much anymore.
No, it doesn't work out like that anymore.
So it's just crazy. And
And Taco John's is the restaurant that owns the rights to Taco Tuesday.
Really?
Yes, they trademarked it. Trademark Taco Tuesday. So Taco Bell has been asking them to drop the trademark so Taco Bell can use it.
So they can. Why not just Taco Bell just pay them for it?
I don't know.
It just makes sense to me.
Yeah. Taco John's.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah. Tacos. Speaking of tacos, guys, if you want to make delicious tacos, the beef is very important. And why I say that is because I'm talking about my new sponsors, Fed from the Farm. They have pasture-raised food and peace of mind, and so your family can thrive. Here it is coming up Memorial Day. You couldn't do any better than ordering from Fed from the Farm. They'll make your life so much easier. The food, the meats that they have, it's produced right there in Sedalia, Missouri, by Dave and Mariah, and they're a Christian-based family. And this is a farm, and they're in with other farms to produce grass-fed beef, chicken, free-range chickens, eggs, pork, and everything is done right there. And they are USDA inspected. There's no GMOs. There's no additives. It is all nutrient-based, grass-fed. You would love it. And you could taste the difference, too. Well, you could taste the difference. So if you really want to do something healthy for your family at a low economical cost, Fed from the Farm, Charlie and I ordered 2 boxes, and we got them in 2 days, still frozen, packed. It was sealed. It had the foam around it, and it was 2 days, and it was still frozen. So check them out. Go to fedfromthefarm.com. No GMOs. It's GMO-free, 100% grass-fed, nutrient-rich, no additives. All the products are produced right there on the farm, and it's USDA inspected. fedfromthefarm.com. You cannot go wrong. And I'm going to be queuing up some things coming up Memorial Day with the meats I got from Fed from the Farm. I love their meat.
Hot doggies.
Yes. I especially love the bacon. That's my favorite.
You get one of the hot doggies.
Hot dog. I don't know if they do hot dogs.
I don't know either. But you know what? I love burnt hot dogs. I have to have them burnt.
I like mine dark, too.
Oh,
Yeah, that's just the best. I like them kind of dark, too. Mm-hmm. I love it. Well, you know what's happening in New York right now? Besides people being accosted by homeless people?
All that, and Adams is blaming the Republicans and the GOP for the problems in New York?
Well, it goes further than that. New York City faces a restraining order from neighboring communities and towns. They do not want the illegals in their communities. So they're finally going to court today to file a restraining order against the mayor in the city of New York.
Wow. Nice.
They're not playing.
No, they're not.
They're saying, this is no jackwagon here. You're not going to come in here and jack up our community. So this community, these small town suburbs, are pushing back against Mayor Eric Adams as buses of migrants are illegals. I don't know why they keep calling them migrants.
Yeah.
Nobody invited them to the party. Mm-hmm. Illegals. The illegals are arriving in New York, and he's saying we're at capacity. And a lot of these families that travel to New York, sightseeing, that they're canceling trips.
Oh, yeah.
Because now they're locking up these illegals. They have made numerous arrests that they're not talking about. They're keeping this under the radar. Yeah, they're not talking about these arrests. They had drugs. They had guns and weapons. They had sexual assaults. They had a couple of burglaries. So these guys are not the cream of the crop that are coming over this border. And they're having a crime surge with these illegals coming. So he wants to ship those illegals out to small towns and surrounding suburbs. So they're going to court this morning to stop Mayor Adams from doing this. And he's blaming, of course, mm-hmm. Trump. And the Republicans,
sure. Yeah,
that's the go-to button.
That's what he did this morning. He was on mic somewhere, and he was talking about the GOP as the problem. He's blaming them. It's like, wait a minute, let's see here. Biden has the border open. Mayorkas has the border wide open.
Garland, all of them. Yeah,
Kamala Harris doesn't even visit the border.
No, and neither would Trump, as president, has been to the border mm-hmm. how many times?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's been, talked to Border Patrol, the whole nine yards, mm-hmm. and told them whatever you need. Like I said, folks, in the 4 years that Trump was in office, 41,000 crossed our borders in 4 years.
Total.
Yeah. Total, 29%. That's what Trump's number was. Under Biden, 325%. He eradicated the stay in Mexico policy that Trump set up. He opened the border. He did this. It's all on him, and it's all on the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
So when the mayor of New York declares on national television that illegals are welcomed in his city, we will not turn them away. This is a sanctuary state. This is a sanctuary city. You know what? Join the party. Come on. We're just going to send you what you said you wanted. And it's unfortunate because it's taken up precious resources that we can use on our own Americans. That our own Americans, and you know how I feel right now going down there to Missouri Family and Human Services.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I almost went to jail on that one. I was hot.
I would be too.
I was hot. I was livid. I was, and the security guard told me, you need to calm down. I told her, you need to go find some business because I'm going to call the police. I said, call the police. What are they going to do? Call the popo.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them Peggy said hi. So tell them I said hi. But I made my point that this is unfair. But they're taking up a lot that people are not talking about. That not only are they coming in, they're taking up valuable resources away from Americans that need it as well. They should be first. I understand everybody wants to have the American dream, but the American dream, you're supposed to earn that.
And you have to do it legally.
Yes, and do it legally. Because reading the stories from Ellis Island, you had to have a sponsor, you had to have $50, and you had to have a job. So you were not on the city's financial payroll. You had to have all of these things when you came in through Ellis Island. Now, we give you Biden phones, free college, mm-hmm. free medical.
Yeah. Here's $800.
Yeah.
This will get you through, and this will get you by until we get you some more money.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And let me tell you, I went to one of these, I'm not going to say the name of the store, but they sell clothes at a discount, considerably marked down. And I saw three women. They were Hispanic. They didn't speak a lick of English. They had three buggies full of Michael Kors purses.
Oh.
Guess how much these purses cost a piece?
Oh, yeah, I
$149.
Mm-hmm.
One of them had at least eight. The other one had at least three to four. And the other one, she had so much stuff in her cart. They had three carts full of, and only thing you saw on the top were all these Michael Kors purses.
Yeah.
I started to say, did you leave us any? We like them too. Yeah, they had Kate Spade. They had all of these purses in their buggies. And they didn't speak a lick of English. And the little girl had to speak for them at the cash register.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going, wow. They didn't even speak, but they had all this merchandise, all these purses. And they're supposed to be indigent?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Something's going on, and this is in Fairview Heights. And right outside Fairview Heights is called Fairmount City. And we call it Little Havana.
Ah.
And that's where a lot of them live. It's a trailer park. And the owner of this trailer park got rid of all the tenants. He brought in all of these illegals, and they all live in, we call it Little Havana, and they're here illegally. But he gets so much money from the government for these trailers. He actually gets three times more. So if the rent is $700, times three.
Oh, man.
If the rent on another one has like three or four bedrooms in it, and it's 900 times three.
Mm.
So he's making a killing to, you know, get these illegals in his trailer park. And we call the place Little Havana. And that's over in Fairmount City in Illinois. People from Illinois in the Metro East, they know what I'm talking about. They know. Because it's like a city within a city. And when you go driving through there and they don't know who you are, everybody comes out of their trailer to see who you are.
Oh.
Everybody. And I went through there when I was running because I wanted to see for myself. And I drove through there and I got out the car with a plainclothes detective who's a good friend of mine because I wanted to see it. He wanted to show me. We got out of the car. Everybody came out of their trailer.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they come walking over to you, or no. They just came out and just stood there and watched?
Yeah, yeah, they all came out, and I was like, "We're in an ambush situation."
Yeah,
and he said, "I just wanted you to see what we're dealing with in law enforcement. A lot of our calls come from here."
Wow.
And we call this place Little Havana, and it's wild. You feel like you're in another country,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't seen not one American flag, but I've seen a whole lot of Honduran flags hanging in their windows. I've seen Mexican flags hanging in their window, but no American flags hanging up.
Yeah, they love it here so much, but they'll fly their own flags.
Yeah,
where they supposedly escaped from.
How about you go back to your country with your flag and fight for that flag?
Yeah,
like we had to do. I'm sorry if I'm being insensitive to some people. Might think I'm being insensitive, but you know what? We spilled blood to get this country, black, white, brown, yellow. We spilled blood to get this country. Go and spill blood to fight for your flag. If you're not going to hang my flag up and honor that, then go back to your country and fight for your flag like we had to do for ours. That's my soapbox today, guys. But I had to put it out there.
That's a good one.
That's my soapbox. We're going to take a break. Coming up at 12, we're going to be talking to Diana Imes. She has a very interesting story for you guys about what she encountered at our Walmart. You're going to want to stay tuned for this story. This is something that you guys really need to know what's going on around you. This is Peggy Hubbard with her wingman, Dan the Man. We'll be right back with more.
For an oil change. That's when I noticed this new place in Warrenton called Valvoline Express Care, right behind Scooter's Coffee. They're locally owned and operated, so I tried them out. It's clean. They were really friendly.
Welcome.
Well-staffed, and best of all, I just stayed in my car. Their service was fast and powered by the brand you trust, Valvoline. They're open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 6, Friday and Saturday, 8 to 5, and closed on Sunday. And make getting an oil change so easy.
Thank you. Come back again.
Valvoline Express Care. Just 15 minutes and you're on your way.
People from all over are finding the voice of freedom.
St. Louis, Wright City.
Union.
Berger.
Troy, Missouri.
New Florence.
Washington. Pacific, Missouri.
Franklin County.
Got great reception in all of Franklin County.
Why are people far and near tuning into the Real Talk Radio Network?
I listen to it because I believe in freedom of choices and the freedom of being an American.
What I like the most about it is they always mention God.
I'm angry at everything that has happened with the politics.
Giving you thousands of reasons to listen every day. The Real Talk Radio Network.
Dr. Molly James. Sure, she knows when to be serious, but she can have a lot of fun, too.
Would you rather get a massage from a man or surgery from a female doctor?
So, I was in Minneapolis, and I did a consult for a gentleman who needed a bilateral inguinal hernia repair. He said, "So, who's going to do my surgery?" And I said, "Well, I am.
The Uncensored Truth in Medicine with Dr. Molly James. Weekday mornings from 10 until 11 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Take one for the Tap That App promo. Couldn't find a sexy woman, so we have to use producer Dan.
What am I saying? Tap That App?
Yeah, but they want it real sexy, kind of sultry-like.
From me?
Yes.
Oh.
And recording.
You know you want to tap that app.
Just go to Google or Apple, search the Real Talk Radio Network, and click on the Eagle logo. Then the Real Talk Radio Network will be available to you on demand, anytime, anywhere.
Tap that app.
Okay, that's a wrap, Dan.
Hey, tap that app.
That's enough, Dan.
And I ain't gonna buckle under the weight of a band.
Hey, this is St. Charles County Sheriff Scott Lewis from the Sheriff Lewis Investigates show on Saturday evenings from 6 to 7, where we debunk fake news in the corporate media. We'll bring guests in that'll give you an inside scoop on what's going on in the law enforcement world and the bigger criminal justice system. That's the Sheriff Lewis Investigates show, Saturday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network.
The Real Talk Radio Network, one of the most live and local stations in St. Louis. Weekday mornings at 6 a.m., it's Dr. Eric Nabuti, followed by the Kel Brazil Show at 8 a.m. with Kel Drew and producer Dan. Then at 10, it's Dr. Molly James. 11 until 2 is the Peggy Hubbard Show. 2 until 4, it's Brian Nieves with the Patriot Enclave. And from 4 until 6, the Victor Nieves Show.
Nothing piped in, nothing canned.
All live and local weekdays, 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Best thing that's happened in St. Louis, and I so appreciate you guys doing it.
The voice of freedom.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Peggy Hubbard here. I thank you all for listening today. Could not do this show without you. Could not do this show without our great listeners. And also, give a shout out to my bosses, Rick and Tracy Ellis, for giving me this opportunity to come into your homes, your cars, your phones, your apps. I'm very, very humbled and very honored. And, we were talking about Mayor Adams, and he is being served with a restraining order to stop him from sending these illegals. And this is what he said. He said he has over 108,000 city, villages, and towns. If everyone takes a small portion in this collaborative effort, we could help with the housing situation. We received over 70,000 migrant asylum seekers. No, you got 70,000 freeloaders that are here to get free stuff. Okay? That's what they're here for. free stuff. They put the word out, hey, if you come to America, we're going to give you a check. We're going to give you a driver's license. We're going to give you free college. We're going to let you be cops.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put you ahead of the line before somebody who has leukemia, okay? We're going to give you babysitting services, okay? We're going to give you all of this stuff. So the word got out that America is free for free for free, free, free. So, of course, you're going to get over 100,000 people coming to your city. But when you go on national television and thumb your nose up at President Trump and say that he does not run your city, your state, that your state, and you declare yourself a sanctuary state, guess what, boo? You know what? You play a stupid game, you're going to win a stupid prize.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what you won? You run a busload of illegals. Deal with it, Mayor Adams. We have to. You got people down in Texas right now that are sleeping with their guns because people are breaking into their house. Illegals are breaking into their houses. And if you shoot one of them, they're going to charge you with murder. Just like the rancher in Arizona. He had drug cartels breaching his property. He had a firefight. He ended up killing a Mexican national on his property. And guess what? They charged the man with murder, with manslaughter, for protecting his family and protecting his home. The government charged him with manslaughter for protecting his property and his home. So they are all up in arms because we're not being welcoming. All these celebrities that have these hellacious mansions and property, won't you take in a couple? Won't you take in a couple share? All you liberal celebrities, I don't see them doing it.
Oh, no, heck no.
No, they just increased security. Better yet, they just slapped for sale signs on their mansions. And guess what they're moving to? They're moving to the Midwest. They're moving to Florida. They're moving to Nevada. They're moving to Texas.
And remember what happened in Martha's Vineyard when they dropped them off up there.
Oh, yeah.
They all freaked out.
It's yeah, like, they all freaked out.
Yep.
Even Obama freaked out. Yeah. He increased his security.
That's right.
Yeah, but you guys don't want the problem. You want to talk about the problem, but you don't want to do anything. So when we slap you with reality and show you the mistakes that you're making and we shove it back in your face and rub your noses in it, then you want to cry that we are not being sympathetic and the GOP is at fault and this is all Trump's fault. Trump had a handle on what was happening. He had a lid on it. He was dealing with it. Stay in Mexico. Build the wall. Make Mexico pay for half of it. You know, it was working. But now they issued a restraining order against the mayor of New York and said, you know what? You called yourself a sanctuary city. You deal with it. And rightfully so. I would, if as a mayor of a small town that would border a neighbor up to New York City, I would do the same thing. It is not our problem. You declared yourself that. We don't want them. Deal with it. And apropos, you know what? Good for them. Bravo. Bravo. Bravo.
And Chicago's having issues too.
All the black community is up in arms now. Yeah. They're losing it. They're up in arms. And now they're attacking the new mayor, Johnson. They're calling him out on his BS. That he's putting all of these illegals before them. And this woman in Chicago, she said, then why in the hell did we vote for you?
Yeah, no
if you
kidding.
Put them no. in front of us, why did we vote for you?
Did they not know how this guy was before they voted for him?
Yeah.
He was a socialist. He's a socialist.
He's a socialist, but you know what? Just because you have a D behind your name, that's the first thing we do in the black community. If they have a D behind your name, the D doesn't mean anything. You got to look at who the person is. And this guy, straight up socialist.
Yeah.
Straight up socialist. And he's now changing the police department. So you're going to have a mass exodus of all these cops leaving, and you got all these illegals that are coming into the black community. They got enough problems in the black community right now.
Oh, and they have a bunch of them at the police station.
Sleeping
at the police station.
All the police stations.
Yeah.
On the south side.
Yeah.
And I know exactly which police station they're at because I've been there numerous times campaigning. And these citizens are fed up. But you know what? When you don't do your homework and you just look at the man because he was black, because he's a Democrat, I'm going to vote for this guy. And the other guy said that he would not allow this to take place and he would remove the sanctuary status from the city of Chicago. And they voted against that guy. You know what? I don't feel sorry for you.
Mm-mm. No.
I don't. He said, I will remove this from the city of Chicago. We will no longer be a sanctuary city at all.
Their tourism is down. Nobody wants to go to Chicago.
After seeing them drag racing and breaking out windows and Walmart moved out,